we have to conclude to
Shamati 134, the wine that causes drunkenness. It is impossible to be rewarded with the Torah in its entirety. Through the intoxication in the wine of the Torah, when one feels that the whole world is his, even though he does still not have the whole of the wisdom, he will think and feel that he has everything in perfection.
Something here is confusing from the beginning towards the end and from the end to the beginning.
Again, Shamati 134, wine that causes drunkenness. It is impossible to be awarded with the Torah in its entirety. Through the intoxication in the wine of the Torah, when one feels that the whole world is his, even though he still does not have the whole of the wisdom, he will think and feel that he has everything in perfection.
Does anyone understand this? I don't understand it so much. How, if you have no wholeness, you still feel that you are in wholeness? Does anyone have a solution here? Where are the smart ones? You? I wouldn't think about you that way.
Here we have Rehovot.
Rehovot, all right. Yes.
I don't think I'm wise, but I tried to slice the sentence up a bit, and it turned out that by the intoxication of the wine of the Torah, you can have such a feeling.
Odd.
Very nice. Okay, more. Nice. You're an example for others. PT-19. Svika.
Yeah, the quality of bestow is perfect. Whole. So the wholeness is infinite. So we don't have it. We don't know anything about it. This infinite wholeness. You said that the 7,000, 8,000, meaning there's always something beyond. That's my conclusion.
To begin with, he tells you it is impossible to be awarded the Torah in its entirety. Impossible. But how do we attain some of it, or maybe all of it, but indirectly? Maybe in an inverted way. What do we do? So he says this, through intoxication in the wine of Torah, meaning when we become intoxicated, and when the drunk person comes out of his vessels, he thinks everything is his. He can take it all, no problem. He's coming out of his limited vessels. So, if when one feels that the whole world is his, even though he still does not have the whole of the wisdom, but he's like a drunk person, he's willing to take it all in. He will think and feel that he has everything in perfection. What is the addition here? What kind of vessels we have with that we seemingly become intoxicated by the Torah, bringing ourselves to a state of perception, sensation, integration with the upper light, higher than what comes to our vessels?
That there are no limits, no borders.
But how do you rise above the border?
You keep connecting. There's nothing else. The light that reforms, it'll solve the problems.
All right. You learned something. Tbilisi.
Good morning, dear Rav. I think we're speaking about above reason here.
Oh, that's something. That's already something. In faith above reason, we can rise above each and every degree to the one above it, higher degree. And then this is called becoming intoxicated. Intoxication, what does it mean? That we receive the upper light a bit more than what our vessels have the masach for. The ability. This little bit more, but that little bit more that we want to receive is not in order to receive. Even though we still don't have the masach for it in order to bestow, we would still like to have that masach in order to bestow, and we try to as even though we can't. And that gives us a certain illumination from above, an addition, and that's called intoxication. And by that, we come to the perfection of the Torah, where we see that there's nothing higher for us to attain, but we really would like to rise to a higher level of bestowal. And then we feel that I truly want to receive everything in order to bestow above my actual ability. And even though I don't have greater ability, I receive an illumination from an even higher degree, which intoxicates me, fulfills me. How to say it? Makes me drunk, intoxicates. And that's what it means to come to intoxication.
Well,
so I'll read again. It is impossible to be awarded the Torah in its entirety through intoxication in the wine of Torah, when one feels that the whole world is his, even though he still does not have the whole of the wisdom. He'll think and feel that he has everything in perfection. From his yearning, that yearning, even though I don't have the vessels for it, it brings me that surplus, that addition of illumination from a higher degree, except that it doesn't dress into my vessels, it illuminates to me from above, and it intoxicates me, as it says. All right, let's see. All right, Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is from the previous article. What is this perfection that David awarded with?
David is called the King of Israel. King, Melech, comes from Malchut. And he attained all the qualities of Malchut when she rises all the way to the Keter. So he is truly the aspect of the corrected Malchut. The most corrected Malchut. That's why he was able to write Psalms. Which is respected by the whole world, because in those Psalms, he expressed the whole relationship of Malchut to the Keter. All of the relationships, emotions that exist in the attainment of the Creator by the created being. So just understand how great a Kabbalist he was. And that's something we see in his book, Psalms. All right. Bulgaria 1.
Rav, кажется, в нашем мире это
I think it's something problematic in our world. What's the wine of the Torah?
In our world, where do we have the wine of Torah in our world? It's not there. Wine in our world is a means to get drunk. Wine in the spiritual world is that you receive a bit more higher than what you can receive in order to bestow. And then, as a result of that, you add vessels to yourself and illumination from above, which gives you a bit more addition that comes from a higher degree. So you can advance. We'll learn that. These are actions that we're going to also have to do them in the 10.
Какую задачу вы мирового до конгресса, чтобы добиться изменений?
What would you ask the world clear to do until the Congress so we can get greater changes?
I think the convention is a very important point in our development because it can focus us, organize us, connect us to such a power that without a convention we can't have. And that's what makes it important. And we need to use it so that our connection will bring us such an intensity of revelation of the Creator that will raise us to the first spiritual degree. So that we will already feel the Creator. Croatia.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. I hope I understood in the right way, but you said that the yearning over the vessels is bringing us to the intoxication. But yearning is a vessel itself. Do we have some hidden vessels or what is it? It's kind of a riddle for me.
We want to be not just in vessels of bestowal, but a bit higher than that, meaning in greater vessels of bestowal. In order to have greater vessels, we have to detach from our will to receive and rise to a higher degree. The hint towards that is intoxication. When I leave my current mind and emotion and I want to rise higher than that. That's why in our world there's wine and other such drinks that, or even drugs that take us to that state of intoxication, that by rising above our reason in a corporeal way, we come to states that, like every person knows, that when a person starts drinking a little bit, he feels that his head goes beyond his own ordinary mind and feeling and loses his own control. So that's a hint that we need to be connected to a higher degree in order to bestow. And then, as a result of that, we come to a greater revelation of the Creator. To be intoxicated in the 10 means that with all my mind and heart, I nullify my mind and heart and I become included in the friends. I lose myself in the 10. And even if they don't come to higher degree, when I make such actions, through them I reach a higher degree. This is like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, like he explained.
Bishkek. Спасибо, Раф. Вот мы сегодня говорили о крыльях, об экране. И как-то, ну, сокращение я могу...
We were speaking about wings and a screen. Let's say the restriction I can maybe feel in my ego and reflected light is my attitude to the Creator, but what is a screen? How to feel it?
How can I feel the masach? The masach is the force of resistance to my ego. That I really want something, and still I resist what I want. Let's see. Let's put it like that. That's the power of the masach.
No, no. Вот, ну, это, значит, сокращение, которое мы делаем на свой эгоизм, значит, он его недостаточно, да, чтобы.
But this is when we restrict our ego. That's not enough. That will resist the ego. We need a screen.
Not wanting to use my ego, that's called restriction. Wanting to use beyond my ego in order to bestow, this is called a masach, that I transform my ego to a means to bestow, and also the reflected light, which means I want to bestow to others. Now, what can I bestow? I'm not a provider. I'm not a force, or even I don't have the mind or anything towards the others. I can't fulfill the others. The desires of others, I cannot fulfill them. I'm not the Creator. I do not have this possibility. So how can I be a part of the Creator so that I can fulfill the friends? So there's a matter here of me connecting to the Creator and asking Him, do it through me. I'm willing to pass everything, pass through me whatever you want to the friends. I connect to them and I become like a conduit here. And you just pour through me whatever you want for them. I don't want anything for that, except just to know that I can serve you and serve them in doing so. This is the work called Israel, straight to the Creator, Yeshua'el, the work that we need to do between the Creator and all nations of the world, all the people. And we learn how to do it first in a 10.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Shalom Av.
Hello Av. Can we say about intoxication that also in the root is for him to know?
I didn't understand.
Can we say, just like there's beer, it comes from the Hebrew root to lie, maybe?
Look, of course, in being drunk, there's nothing of truth, except for the person's desire to rise a little bit higher than his own degree. Meaning, I don't have the desires here, the vessels, the understanding, but I want to go a bit higher. And that's what he tries to do, and the Creator likes that. The state of called intoxication is actually very respected in the wisdom of Kabbalah, unlike in our world, where it's not that we get drunk with alcohol. We rise above my reason to a higher, greater degree. Not in faith above reason, but even higher. Literally, all the way to the keto. All right, we have, okay, PT 31. And then we have Rehovot 2. No. Let's go to the women. If we have time, we're going to go back to the men.
From Mark 22, is the intoxication of the wine of the Torah given to us to show the point of view to take the next step? Is it an advancement towards future efforts?
Look at what a smart question one of the women is asking. It's not simple. Yes, that's correct, what you said, what you asked. By rising to a degree called the wine of Torah, we want to become incorporated with the upper light at a higher degree, even though we have no masach, but we are trying to become included in that, and the Creator will provide the masach. And we will learn how. So let's be a little drunk. Next.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. You see? Okay. You see what the women want. To get drunk, that's good. It's good. It's very appreciated. Meaning to go above reason as much as possible, more and more, without boundaries. Tel Aviv 4.
Yain ze or chasadim?
Wine is the light of mercy.
No, wine is the light of chokhmah. But there is an intoxicating wine when the light of chokhmah appears without sufficient clothing of chasadim, where there is no clothing of the light of chasadim that covers the light of chokhmah, and that is intoxicating. And there's still some scrutinies here to make, but sort of, just to make it kind of clear.
It can cause, if there's more light of chokhmah.
No. That's not the shattering. No, that's why I'm saying, look at what he writes. Just focus on how he writes it. Simple. Don't go according to other rules, you know. There is a situation of becoming drunk too, but what we have in the Torah, where there are some stories about those in the Torah about the characters who got drunk and fell and things happened to them. We're gonna have to learn these things, but there's nothing special here. The principles are the same principles. We can't use vessels of receiving in order to receive. We can use bestowing in order to bestow, where there is no light of chokhmah, only light of chasadim, and receiving in order to bestow, meaning receiving the light of chokhmah in order to bestow, that we can do in a very limited way, which is first in participating in the vessels of the upper one. This is called a chap de aliyah, a chap of ascent, and all kinds of other small illuminations that come to us from above, from vessels of bestowal, through vessels of bestowal, to the vessels of reception. Altogether, what we have until the final correction is a light that shines to us through a very thin line, through all the limitations called concealments. And that's what we have. Only in the final correction, there's the action called Rav Pali Mekabtziel, where all the work we did, all the effort we put in, all the vessels we made, it all becomes corrected together, connected, and through that connection we receive all of the upper light in order to bestow. That's where everything becomes revealed. And that is called the reflected light that reveals within it the direct light. It's also called the coming of the Messiah, and that is how we discover the Creator to the fullest.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey 1.
Turkey 1.
Thinker of, my friend is asking, are we going to reach this drunkenness at Gemar Tikkun?
In the final correction, we attain everything in our true vessels. All the states we've been through, even what we've been through in with malicious intention or mistakenly in whatever incorrect and bad ways where we couldn't work in order to bestow, all of that becomes corrected and we accept it. Like the example of the person who takes from the treasures just a few coins because he doesn't have more than a small box, and then he has to take a little bit and pour it and take it and pour it. And so in the final correction, as much as we are told, we're not going to believe it. But in the final correction, everything becomes transformed. And so today we can't even understand, can't believe that we're advancing towards the final correction, that we can discover ourselves and the whole world in a complete and beautiful way, filled with the light of infinity at this highest state. How can that be that we'll reach the highest of all the degrees where we feel that everything's becoming lower and worse and we're deteriorating and becoming more and more shattered? This is what's called the light excels from darkness. That's the only way we can understand all of that. We have to advance and believe that, like Baal HaSlam says, we are in the last generation. And this can become revealed out of the most lowly basic states that seem to have no connection with the final correction. He writes that, he explains that on the one hand, it is written that this generation should have been at the highest level, and how could it be that it is in a state where everyone is eating each other and such hatred erupts and so on? You remember where he writes that? All right, probably Akoka, Dudi, and others can look for it and find it. So send that quote over to us. And all of that is because the light becomes revealed out of the darkness. So it is said that the Messiah comes when no one waits, no one expects, no one needs, and no one wants the Messiah. No one can understand how he can become revealed from that state. So he'll be revealed. It will be revealed. You will see how it all of a sudden happens. The upper light appears and we receive mind and heart and power to connect. And that fulfills us. PT 35.
Rav, is that about the nerve will take you higher or something?
Yes, you got it?
Oh, we'll get it.
All right. Yeah, exactly that.
Rav, in order to reach all these feelings we're speaking about in the morning lesson, we have to acquire the right vessels for it. How do we attain the right vessels?
By connection. We have to come closer to the structure of Adam HaRishon before the shattering. Bring ourselves back there as much as we can. Of course we can't, but we need to learn from it, yearn for it, draw near that as much as possible. That's what we need to do. And what's hidden from us is that all of our effort of billions of people throughout all time, it's a cumulative process. And so that's how Penny by penny, it all joins into a great sum total until it all appears at once. Like with the allegory about the poor person who takes from the king's treasure a box full of coins, and then he pours it, and he takes it again, and he pours it again, and he thinks everything's lost. So now he's being told, you can take it all.
What are we going to learn about all kinds of types of direct light and names and vessels, screens, direct light?
It's not a problem to learn that, but what will it give you?
Vessels.
What vessels?
Suitable vessels to reach those feelings.
So if I tell you a chap, you already know what it is? You know where your chap is?
No, speaking about different kinds of reflected light, names of them, and names of the vessels, names of screens, direct light.
Yes, yes, and what? I'm asking, what will that give you? Not that we're not going to learn that. We want to quickly try to go through all the articles that explain to us our inner work. But after that, when from your inner work, you'll be able to read the text about, let's say, these vessels you mention, and discover these vessels within yourself, then it's worthwhile and you are able to learn that. But if you'll say, there's reflected light, direct light, surrounding light, inner light, all those lights, there are perhaps 20 or more discernments. So what are you going to learn from it? If you don't feel, the issue here is to feel it. So what are you longing for? I don't understand. Take the book and read. What do you understand about, how do you understand the word to learn? To learn means to attain. And if you just read a book, it's like what Kabbalists say, that the person who's just reading doesn't get anything from it. Yeah, he wants to yearn for it, like Baal HaSulam says, that he wants to discover these things. But it's a very, very minimal approach. You want to discover it in order to know it. And that's why I'm afraid that that you might find yourself in science. There's this light and that light, and it goes there and this goes there, and like it's physics. So in physics, there's a world in front of you where you can observe certain phenomena and feel it. But what will you do about these terms if you have no feeling opposite them?
I was speaking about the feeling that we all want to reach the attainments you're speaking about.
So, okay, studying is good, and also Baal HaSulam explains this in item 155 in the introduction to tests, that we need to learn, because while you learn, when a person yearns to know and feel these terms, then they begin to gradually shine on him and bring him closer to attaining them. But these are things that are not so easy to hold on to. We'll learn that. I hope that within a month or two we will complete the preface and start tests. That's it. Other than that, you can go to the archive if you have more time and desire, and take from the archive all of the lessons that are there from all the parts of tests or preface that we did many times, and study it. Go ahead. What do you think that what I'm teaching you now is everything? No, I've taught this for many years, the Pticha, the preface. How many times we covered the preface, Michal?
15, 20.
Yeah, let's say maybe 20 series of lessons covering the preface. And also the test a few times. We covered it all, so go there and study it. But I can't right now. We have a limited time for the lesson, and I can't just put everything everyone wants into it. If you ask me, I would study part 16 of tests. I would go into specific special excerpts from the Zohar, even though we already did it with the students. So, but it's all there in the archive. Please go and study it.
I meant to study together with the whole world Kli.
All right, organize a lesson together with the whole world Kli, and study it in addition to our lesson. That's it. I don't object. On the contrary, I bless you. Do some additional lessons in addition to mine. I give the general lesson for the whole world. And in this lesson, what we never did before, by the way, we are plowing through Shamati first. That's the main thing. Now, and after we finish Shamati, we will go forward and still try to divide our lessons to a state where we have more Pticha and Tess. But what can you do? You want to study more? Please, if you want to do another hour, I'm willing. I am willing. Italy 1.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. The question from a friend. What does it mean that until Gemar Tikkun, we can use Kelim of the Elyon? Those are the Kelims from the friends in the Ten?
Ken.
Yes, until the final correction, we correct the vessels through integration, the incorporation. We bring together all the broken vessels back to a single structure of Adam HaRishon. And after that, we then work with a complete whole Kli. All right. Ooh, women, internet, please. Quickly.
From Moscow 13, how can we know that we enter the state of intoxication?
No. The intoxication, we go in there with intention and calculation to get intoxicated in spirituality. Requires a clear mind. That's how it is.
From Florida, how can we intoxicate the world?
Intoxicate the world. We will be able to pass on to the world everything that's for their benefit and a little bit more, and a bit more, to get them intoxicated. Intoxication is, it's a person's tendency to be in a bit higher degree, even though he can't really be there.
Yes. That's it, thank you.
Okay, so we are concluding our lesson with this. I'm very happy from the women today, even though they were a bit less questions today. Oh, we have Turkey 1. Yes.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, to learn is to build Sefer HaDaat?
When we say to learn, we mean to perceive within us qualities of bestowal and learn how to use them. Simple. I want to know what it means, vessels of bestowal. What does it mean to bestow? How do I attain that? How do I come to that? How do I work on that? This is called studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. What are we missing in order to receive the force of restriction, Masach, or Chozel, and then I'll learn how to work with the direct light. And then I'll learn on myself what is the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. For that, we need to build the 10 and begin to work on it in connection between us until we begin to discover there where is that connection between us, where we, based on the equivalence between us, we begin to have equivalence with the upper light. And from within our desires that are far and broken and opposite, we can forcefully bring them together to a state where that connection of those desires, this assembly, will be suitable, compatible with the upper light. The upper light is one, and we are 6 or 7, 10, doesn't matter. But when we connect like that, the essence of our connection, the nature of our connection, is similar to the upper light. Because our whole connection is built on concessions, on bestowal. And so in that way, we come closer to the upper light and it begins to shine in us. That's what we need to achieve. From this moment on, we then begin to improve our connections between everyone as much as possible, and by that we begin to see, to discover, to feel how the upper light affects us, in what way, what can we do with that to connect even more, to bring him closer, farther, in what aspect, to what extent, in combining the different sfirot, meaning the different forces of the friends, and so then we begin to work from the kli on connections between us by changing the relationships between us, changing how we, where we are, we can thus discover changes in the lights. So the connection between the sefirot and the lights, the vessels and the screens, everything there is, newer shemot will then appear and so on. That's how we study through ourselves, on ourselves, how we achieve connection and correction and reception of the lights and adhesion with the light, ultimately adhesion with the Creator. It's all in the practical actions between us. We just have to approach it in a more pragmatic way. All right. Good. So what we have now is just tell everyone goodbye until tomorrow. Today is Friday, right? And what do we have today, Michal?
Our schedule for today at 10:30 a.m. we have the program Something Like This with Rav Leitman. Tomorrow preparation is at 2:45. 3 to 6 is our daily Kabbalah lesson. Then afternoon from 1:45 to 2:00 is the preparation, and from 2 to 4 is our lesson. Let's end with a song.
highs and the lows. I call on my friends to show me the way to rise from below. En la elevación sentiré ya la luz. Mis amigos vendrán, tú a mí subirás por encima del yo. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Закрывались врата, и благая мечта нас легла за собой.